This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Today is a federal holiday, which means those bright yellow buses that shuttle kids to and from school have the day off. But the next time you spot one on the road, take a closer look. You might not find a diesel exhaust pipe because more school buses are going electric. The Environmental Protection Agency is sending nearly 5,000 electric buses to schools. It's called the Clean School Bus Program, and it's funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law that Congress passed a few years ago. Since the federal government is footing the bill, participating was a no-brainer for many districts. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports.
Elementary school kids dash through cold rain toward idling buses as school lets out in the Rawls County School District in northeast Missouri. About 800 students attend this rural district. It has a fleet of 17 buses. They all look like your standard yellow school bus, but two of them are powered by batteries. This school district is one of the first in Missouri to get electric buses from the federal infrastructure law funding. Ninth grader Ian Joyner is on board. His dad is actually one of the drivers. He's noticed this bus is different.
It's not as loud as the other ones, but it's definitely fun to ride this bus.
Ian takes a seat as the dispatch gives drivers the all clear to start drop off.
All right, drivers, have a safe trip. Enjoy your night.
The EPA program has funded $1.8 billion of clean buses so far. In the next 5 years, that number is going to go up to $5 billion. Without that money, many school district officials say they wouldn't have purchased these vehicles, mostly because they're super expensive. A new electric school bus can cost about $350,000. That's more than triple the cost of a new diesel bus. Plus, districts have to install expensive charging infrastructure. Schools will save on cost per mile and bus maintenance over time. But still, that doesn't make up for that high price tag.
The bipartisan infrastructure law was really a game changer.
Sue Gander directs the Electric School Bus Initiative at the World Resources Institute. She says we're still in the early days of this technology. As manufacturing scales, she expects bus prices to come down.
A lot of that is driven by the prices of batteries, and we know that the prices of batteries are coming down.
In Missouri, Rawls County School District Transportation Supervisor Eric Joyner drives one of the electric buses through a typical route on gravel roads between expansive farm fields. He kind of nerds out over these buses.
I think it's fun. I like driving a school bus better than my own personal vehicle.
There are other upsides. Zero emissions means fewer greenhouse gases and also better air quality for school kids. Still, Joyner gets what some call range anxiety on his long rural routes. One time his battery sunk down to 8%.
So when you start getting that low, you start to kind of panic a little bit, especially when you got kids on board.
One state over, in Iowa, the Coon Rapids Baird School District just got a new electric school bus last month.
I like the fact that it's quiet.
Eric Traeger is superintendent of the small rural school district in west central Iowa.
It does the job that it's supposed to do.
At first, Traeger says some members of his school board weren't sure about the electric buses.
But, you know, beyond the politics of it and the personal opinions, it's a free bus, right?
Free bus. He says it's as simple as that. In Rawls County, Missouri, I'm Kate Grumke for Marketplace.